Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Brick House Podcast. I'm Bob Johnson.
And I'm Matt Baker. We're plowing through these, Bob. It only seems like a few days ago we were at number 30.
Yeah, still at the bottom rungs of the NBA, of course. This team we've predicted is taking a step back from last year. Well, it seems self-inflicted. I guess we'll tell you about it. First off, though, I want to say, you want to tweet at us, it's at BrickHousePod. You can also check out our website, BrickHousePodcast.com. Contact us through there as well. The team on the docket for today is the Orlando Magic, Matt.
The Orlando Magic, the team that a few years ago showed such promise.
They were one of my league pass teams that I followed last year. The Timberwolves and the Magic were my two favorite teams to watch. I love watching Scott Skiles yelling at a bunch of teenagers. I thought that was the perfect terrible pairing, you know.
Oh, like, yeah, that's his...
Peanut butter and mustard. Scott Skiles and teenagers.
Right, that's his worst nightmare. A lot of things are Scott Skiles' worst nightmare, but especially teenagers.
And French ones.
Yeah, that's true. Bob, remember back to NBA All-Star Weekend when we had Aaron Gordon's coming out party in the dunk contest?
That was an amazing dunk contest.
It was. Now, we also... There was a second coming out party, really, to national prominence, and that was Stuff the Magic Dragon, or the Orlando Magic mascot.
Right.
He ended up winning Mascot of the Year, mainly because of that breakout All-Star Weekend.
Yeah, we didn't really see him other than that weekend.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard, but our Brick House newsmen have uncovered another recording, Bob. Stuck that no one else has come upon.
How do they do it? I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, see, it's amazing. They're pretty good. What happened was Stuff the Magic Dragon kidnapped the GM, Rob Hennigan, and barricaded himself in Hennigan's office where he was living off of pizza and Chinese food delivery.
Okay.
So what happened was he was afraid that this new stardom that he found would be usurped by the up-and-coming Magic team.
Oh, no, yeah.
So Stuff engineered a trade to trade away the Magic's best player, then throw a bunch of money at Evan Fournier, and then make some head-scratching free agent signings.
So that was Stuff doing that?
Yeah. Quick background on Hennigan. He worked for Sam Presti for 4 years before becoming the GM of the Magic. One of the things, if you look into it, a lot of GMs make interesting deals with their old bosses that seem unfavorable to them but favorable to their old bosses, whether it's part of an unwritten code or not.
Yeah, suspicious.
Yeah, it's suspicious. And clearly, Presti got the better of this, the deal of Ibaka to the Magic for Sabonis, Oladipo, and Ilyasova.
Right.
But what Presti didn't realize then was it wasn't actually Hennigan on the phone. It was Stuff the Magic Dragon.
Oh.
But the question is, did Presti know? Does he know Hennigan is tied up somewhere? But even then, does he care?
I don't know.
And will Stuff get away with it?
That's a lot of questions. I'm eager to know the
answers. Yeah, so let's get into this conversation.
Let's.
Robbie, how's your draft night going? How's the family?
What? Oh, yeah, the family. They're good. Listen, Sam, I don't have a lot of time.
Hey, you sound different there, Rob. You sick of something?
Yeah, I'm sick. Yeah, listen, let's talk trade. This season I want to open up the floor for Stuff to do more of his thing.
Stuff, the mascot. Drinking on draft day again, Hennigan.
Take my draft pick. It's 11th. That's good stuff. Take any player on the team. Who do you like?
Who do I like for what?
Make me an offer.
Well, we're looking for a trade partner for Serge Ibaka. But he only has 1 year left on his deal. You wouldn't want him, though.
We want him. And if you act now, I'll even throw in Ilyasova.
Well, I do like Victor Oladipo.
Consider him yours. So Oladipo, Ilyasova and the 11th pick in the draft for 1 year of surge.
You know, Rob, yeah, you really don't have to do this. This trade is really one-sided. But if you want, you have a deal. If I swing this and keep Kevin, I'll be GM for the next 20 years.
You've made a great decision, and you'll make Stuff very happy.
Sam! Sam, the mascot's kidnapped me, Sam. He's knocked me out with chloroform and one of his dirty socks. Call the police, Sam!
What's that, Rob? I couldn't make that out there.
Whoops! The TV turned on! So much violence on TVs these days. Call it into the league, Sam. Great doing business with you. Now I'm going to work on spending all our cap space on Bismarck Biyombo and Jeff Gray this summer. And, get a personal assistant for Stuff.
Okay, sounds good there, Rob. See you at Summer League.
Sam!
Bob, did Stuff say Bismarck Biyombo?
Which Dakota is Bismarck from? I always get that confused.
I think it's, North.
Well, that was rather disturbing. I'm not going to look at Stuff the same way again, I don't think.
They seem so fun when they're out there riling up the crowd, but there's a seedy underbelly to this mascot world, Bob.
Yeah, you know, you see them, like, playing with kids, stealing their hats and such, and it would come to this.
Do you ever see them give the hats back? I don't know. Maybe they just steal the hats for real.
The hostage ransoms. Well, let's talk about some of the changes that I guess Stuff made. You know, maybe this is why Scott Skiles left all along. He saw that Hennigan was... You know, either he noticed that Hennigan was acting weird and ordering, like, way too much delivery to his office.
Yeah.
Or he knew that Stuff is really the one calling the shots and he got the hell out of there.
There are plenty of people Scott Skiles is fine with getting on the bad side of, but a mascot isn't one of them, Bob.
No, he doesn't take advice from a Stuff the Magic Dragon.
Bob, for the Magic, we could also call this changes segment... Do you like the Congo? Well, get ready to love it.
They do seem to be collecting all the Congolese players in the NBA.
Yeah, so we, first of all, the subtractions.
Okay.
We just talked about Oladipo and Ilyasova. Brandon Jennings is gone. Andrew Nicholson is gone. Jason Smith, Shabazz Napier, and Dewayne Dedmon are all gone. Coming in, Ibaka, Bismack Biyombo, Bismack Biyombo.
From the Congo.
Jeff Green, DJ Augustine, CJ Wilcox, Jody Meeks, and they drafted Steven Zimmerman in the second round. Someone was going to throw a lot of money at Biyombo, and it was the Magic.
The irony is I hear that the Toronto Raptors plan on making a real hard push at Serge Ibaka next summer when he becomes a free agent.
Yeah,
he'll probably get about the same money as Bismack Biyombo, despite being five times better. Same thing with giving Jeff Green $15 million. I mean, Orlando seems like a nice place. I don't know why they have to give these kings ransoms to get mediocre free agents.
You know it's weird when you give a former Clipper $15 million if Doc Rivers was not willing to give that player $15 million.
That's cold.
And now, the starting lineup for your Orlando Magic!
I'm looking at the team right now, and I do like the lineup, but it's one of those lineups that I don't know what you're getting. Like, I think they have a lot of interesting pieces and a lot of interesting players, and they're still super young. Ibaka's 27. He's the oldest in that starting lineup by 3 years.
Well, Ibaka is from the Congo, though, so he could be 27 or 38.
Yeah, that's true. Biyombo might actually be older than Ibaka. We don't know.
Right. But my comment here is this roster seems like it was put together like one of those world music CDs they used to sell at Starbucks, you know?
Yeah.
Just an eclectic mix of music that in no way fits together.
Yeah. But you think it should just because Starbucks is selling it?
Well, just because it says world music on it doesn't mean like you can have, you know, New Orleans jazz followed by Japanese classical. I mean, they just don't go well together.
Sure. I mean, by definition, yes, it is world music, but it doesn't mean it was a good compilation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bringing Serge Ibaka, another reason that it confuses me is, besides Victor Oladipo, probably the most promising young player on the roster is Aaron Gordon, the guy who dunked over Stuff the Magic Dragon at All-Star Weekend. Aaron Gordon has a lot of strengths. One of them is not outside shooting.
No.
So by bringing in Serge Ibaka to play power forward, you're either bringing Gordon off the bench or moving him to small forward where he's, you know, forced to stretch the floor. However, he cannot shoot. Some of the other players that can't shoot on the team, the starting point guard.
Right.
You know who can shoot, though? Evan Fournier.
And Mario Hezonja.
Mario Hezonja.
Yeah.
Right. That's why I like the lineup a lot better. First of all, Hezonja and Gordon are closer to the same age. You have, you know, start Hezonja at the small forward, Gordon at the four. I just don't understand why you'd have to bring Ibaka into this mix. One other thing to point out about the starting lineup that I thought was pretty funny is Evan Fournier's NBA 2K avatar is getting a lot of attention.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 2K just came out.
Right.
And Evan Fournier got like these like skinny chicken bone arms and like serial killer dead eyes mixed with a Justin Bieber hairdo. It's really quite chilling.
Really? I'll look it up. That just means he means business, you know.
The other player that we haven't talked about in the starting lineup, Nikola Vucevic.
Oh, they have Vukovic, too.
Right.
Yeah, what is it?
And then they drafted Steven Zimmerman.
Sure. What are they doing? Like, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
I didn't even include the guy that they just spent $65, $70 million on in that starting lineup, Bismack Biyombo.
Right.
Another guy who can do everything but shoot. I mean, just about 18 months ago, he could barely catch a basketball. His hands seemed like they were made out of cinder blocks.
Yeah, less than a year ago, he was the failed former Bobcats pick.
Yeah.
Lottery pick.
Until about the third round of the playoffs last year, he was still the failed former Bobcats pick.
Right. So they have Gordon, Ibaka, Biyombo, and Vukovic for power forward and center.
Let's get into the record prediction then, Matt. How many games do you think they win this year?
Record prediction.
Yeah, last year they went 35-47. They actually started really strong last year. They had a good November, and that was about it.
Full disclosure, my rankings probably aren't going to be as... because we varied on some of the teams that we thought, some of the ways we thought some of the teams would finish.
Sure.
So if you listen to these and my rankings are... my record predictions are kind of all over the place, that's why. But I think the Magic can win 34 games.
Okay.
It's one less than last year, correct?
Yeah, Biyombo really brings that negative one win with his $80 million.
Okay, we should have put it in Trade Machine and see what Trade Machine gave the negative value. I don't think it's because of a lack of talent. I think they're just a random mix of team. So I think they could still win games. I just don't think it'll be pretty, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I got him at 29-53, dropping six games from last year. I said it basically the same thing. It's a fun, talented group of guys. I just predict they won't play well together.
Yeah.
Biyombo, I think, is definitely in the running for the worst contract handed out since the TV deal began. I mean, his play will really tell if it's worse than Mozgov's deal.
I was just going to say, worse than Mozgov.
I think it's very much in the running. Mozgov is coordinated slightly. How do you think they could possibly beat the Golden State Warriors, Matt?
If you're going to beat San Francisco.
The note I have here is, you are the Magic, so you better use your magic.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So maybe since they have a bunch of 6'10 guys.
Uh-huh.
Because the problem for the Magic is they can't outshoot the Warriors. No one can, but especially not the Magic.
Uh-huh.
So maybe you just put all your 6'10 guys into one lineup and have 6'7 Hezonja run the point guard and just try and tall them. Just keep your hands in the air and try and create distractions.
They're going to have to think outside the box to possibly beat Golden State. You know,
there's stuff we can get Steph involved. We've already talked about the lengths he'll go to.
He's good at kidnapping.
Yeah.
They're the Magic, so they should use magic, use that to their advantage. They also have a good-looking French guy who's now newly rich after this summer, Evan Fournier.
Right.
So I think if they're going to beat San Francisco, use Fournier, get him to have sex with Steph Curry's wife.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's, like I said, a risky move and could definitely backfire.
You sure.
know, Draymond Green.
Might not even work.
But she, she seems very headstrong. That's sure. But this guy is French, man.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Anyways, this team doesn't have a lot of options. They're going to have to try something very different to possibly beat Golden State. That's my suggestion.
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
You know, since we're in the land of Disney in Orlando, wanted to ask you, what's your favorite thing to do at Disneyland?
Ooh, wow. That's a good one.
Have you been to Disney World?
I was there about 20 years ago.
Oh.
We went, my dad, when he worked for the company he worked for at the time, had a conference down there, so we saw it as a good opportunity to take the family, and we all went down there. I'm sure it's changed quite a bit.
It's been 20 added, years? Nah.
You know, as things do. I remember certain things. I remember certain bits and pieces of it. I'd like to go back. My favorite thing to do at Disneyland, though, my favorite ride is Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I like the, because there's a very distinct smell. I don't know. It's just kind of fun.
What does it smell like, Matt?
New Orleans, Bob.
New Orleans. Okay.
What I've never been, but what I can only assume.
Vomit and tequila?
Yeah. It smells like Johnny Depp movies.
On the next episode of Brick House.
On the next episode, we got another team whose GM is making some very questionable choices. Only this team might be squandering the early years of one of the game's future greats.
Oof.
Sad to see. We'll tell you all about them on the next episode of Brick House.